This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. We want you to be part of Barton Hahn Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. College football is back, so are the fans. Return to glory with Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. This is going to be an aggressive show today. I can feel it. I just feel this is going to be, Bart Scott, an aggressive show. Because we had aggression last night. We had some physicality last night. And I'm all for it because, if I could be honest with you, and you probably agree with me, I think sports has gotten soft.
Exactly, man.
And we're seeing maybe a turn back to an old school mentality where it's all right if you want to fight.
It's become a joke, man. Sports has become a joke, man. It's been a microcosm of society. We make all these excuses. I'm a firm believer of Vince Lombardi and what he used to say. That he said, football is the best subject being taught in school. He says the only thing that we can't make easy. You know what I'm saying? Life is hard. Football is hard. There's no way around it. And I know I messed that quote up a little bit when I got to the end. I know I messed it up a little bit when I got to the end. But the idea that, like, we try and make everything easy. You put the primetime speech on, right, the other week, talking about, you know, how hard he talked about periods and surviving instead of pushing through. And, you know, the words that we use, right, periods, rest day, load management. Listen, it's hard. Life is hard. And hard people last, hard times don't. And, like, you see these athletes today, man, they're looking for way outs, flopping and stuff like that. Man, that's not in the good – that's not in the good nature of competition, flopping and pretending that somebody pushed you or touched you. That's why I'm so happy, you know, Trae Young and James Harden, they got to earn them points. And they're trying to adjust.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, nah, we're not calling that weak sauce stuff no more, man.
With that in mind, so we got a couple of things that happened last night. The first one we'll get to, and this is Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. And we do want you to get to the calls, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, because I do want to get as much feedback on this as possible, because as I'm watching both of these things happen last night, I had that same feeling. Now, here's the first one. Monday Night Football last night. Bears and the Steelers. It's later in the game. Everybody knows where I'm going here. Cassius Marsh. And this call, like, taunting has become something that the NFL has introduced this year as, we're going to crack down on this. No more of this stuff where you are making a mockery of your opponent after a big play.
You hurt his feelings.
But I understand when you want to make sure that things won't escalate into where it gets ugly. That part, I understand. But it has gone way too far. Way too far. To a point now where this kid Marsh, I don't even know how old he is, but this guy, because we know he just got called up to play in this game, he gets a huge sack in a big moment of the game.
He sacks Ben Roethlisberger, something he probably dreamed about doing his entire life, never been on that stage.
On a third down, like, it's the drive is over, it's a big play, and what are the Bears trying to do but get a win in Pittsburgh, right? Very hard to do. So he celebrates, spinning kick, right? And then looks towards the sideline.
Feeling himself.
And just let you hear it. He's not in anybody's face.
Well, why did the ref, like, turn around and spin and kind of stick his ass up?
I am getting to that. I'm getting to that because that's the part to me that really catches my attention. So he gets called for taunting. The Steelers keep the ball. They kick a field goal to go up 6. Now, you could say, hey, you know what? Fields let him down the field. They still got a touchdown. They were up 1.
Takes time off the clock.
Never mind that. That field goal doesn't happen. It's a 3-point game, and that touchdown that Fields then scores. If you want to tell me that you can't predict then that Fields would still do that, you can't tell me he wouldn't. So with that in mind, you get the ball, you go down and score. Now they have to get not a field goal to win, they have to get a touchdown to win.
Yeah,
it's a lot harder to do that. And so instead, it does turn the game. It does impact the game, and it's one of those things. NFL owners might have said, we need this because these guys out here are getting a little too physical and it's getting nasty and it's getting ugly and it's scaring people. Is it? Because I think the people don't want to see this. Your customers do not want to see a taunting call off of something that, to me, was just a celebration of a big moment in the game. Here's Marsh on that penalty.
I think that one was just bad timing. It's pretty clear to everybody who saw it that I wasn't taunting. And, I've been doing the celebration my whole career, and, it's just sad to see stuff like that happen in a close game like that. It's just rough, man. I don't want to say too much because y'all know how it is. But the one thing that I will say is, on my way to the sideline, I got hip-checked by the ref, and it's pretty clear. If I were to do that to a ref or even touch the ref, you know, we'd get kicked out of the game and possibly suspended and fined. So I just think that was incredibly inappropriate, and that's all I'll say about
that. The official is Tony Corrente.
Tony Corrente is full of you-know-what if he say that he didn't purposely do that. He waited for him to get there. He pivoted and sticked his butt out. Like this, come on, man. Like this is the type of stuff I'm talking about. These people, we're not here to see you, right? And he made himself a bigger part of the game than he had to be because this is just a kid. And you can tell he was watching him. He had his eye on him. He wanted to make this call. He didn't let why are you eyeballing this dude like that?
Narking out, yeah.
Yes. Like, man, this is ridiculous.
He said, now Corrente says in a pool report, he said, keep in mind that taunting is a point of emphasis this year.
Okay, it is true. What about the hip check?
It is true.
What about the hip check?
With that said, I saw the player, after he made a big play, run toward the bench area of the Pittsburgh Steelers and posture in such a way that I felt he was taunting them.
He postured.
I didn't judge the contact as anything that I dealt with, meaning his contact with the player. That had nothing to do with it. It was the taunting aspect. Because some people thought, because Marsh bumped into him or they bumped into each other, that's where the flag was already coming out. You could see the flag was already coming out.
He hit him on purpose.
Yeah. So he's saying that had nothing to do with it, but he was talking about how he was running toward the bench area of the Steelers.
How far did he get?
Is it center of the field?
How far did he get?
Did he get outside the hashes? I don't even think he was outside the hashes when he did it. If he did.
He's inside the tackle box. Like, this is ridiculous, man.
It's just too far. And NFL, your customers don't want this.
That's BS. And then somebody's directly affecting the game and winning time and making themselves the story. Because to me, the referee is the story.
Yeah.
He throws that. And people can say whatever they want. But, even if it did go the way they want and they punted the ball, whatever, that's still more time to get more yardage to kick a field goal. Like, what are we talking about, man?
It was ridiculous to see it. Okay. It's been ridiculous all season long.
I got three kids, right? My youngest is 8. And my middle is 13. But when she was 13, because my kids and my wife is like an Amazon, right? So, like, my daughter looks like she's, like, way older than she's supposed to be. But my daughter now is 6 feet. So, just imagine, she's 13. So, just imagine how tall she was when she was 7 compared to the other kids. So, she's out there like LeBron James just running through everybody scoring. But then I want to get excited because my daughter has 7 goals. And they're saying, you can't cheer. What? Who the hell? What type of – it may hurt the other kids' feelings. Good. They need to get damn better. They supposed to have their feelings hurt. Listen, everybody's gotten better in life because they had failure. And, like, the fact that we don't want kids to have failure, that we want everybody to get a damn participation trophy is a joke. And this is why most of these kids are losers today. Most of them are soft today. Most of them, when they get made fun of, most of them, when things get bad or hard for them, they break down. Now and look for something to blame it on instead of fighting through something, because all their life, everybody, we made it easy for them.
But there's also, to me, in sports, there is the emotional aspect. Fans are cheering. Fans are excited. The player can't be. And you could say, well, then don't look. Like, I've heard all the other people that have said this. And his, I didn't see which coach it was, but his coach, who's a defensive coordinator, he turned to and he lit into
lit
him
up. Like, what are you talking about?
And Marsh is looking like, what did I do? Why? Because I faced their sideline? Maybe there was somebody in the crowd, like in his family. You don't know. You have no idea who he's actually facing. Now, he could have been facing the Steelers.
He's not even looking at the fat punter who's running on
cares?
The field. He didn't even look at the punter.
Who cares? Again, I ask you, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. You are a fan of the NFL. Did that bother you? Did you clutch your pearls and say, oh, my God, that there's no place in the game for that? Because I grew up on Mark Gastineau. dancing over dead souls.
Excuse me. Like, you don't even have to go that far.
And I loved every minute of it.
Listen, so you mean to tell me this kid gets it, but Aaron Rodgers beats the Bears, discount double check, I freaking own you. Yeah. I freaking own you. Discount double check.
Well, he
check,
said it to the fans.
Double check.
He didn't say it to anybody wearing a Bears uniform.
But the kid didn't say a word. He looked. What? So now we're getting penalty. You know what this reminds me of?
What?
This reminds me of when Rasheed Wallace used to get technicals for looking at the ref.
Yeah, he did get a tech for that.
For staring at the ref.
Tim Duncan once got a tech on the bench just for looking from the bench, right, sitting down, looking up at Joey.
These two, it ain't about you. Listen, I want these parents to call.
She got a tech for saying "ball don't lie."
Yeah, I want every single parent that supports participation trophies.
Yeah,
any trophy past third place, I want you to call up and I need you to explain to yourself because you are
that.
The reason why this society is soft. Because you want your kid not to feel left out. You want your kid not to feel less than. Well, guess what? He is.
I don't.
And in life, it is tears.
I know.
It is tears to this thing.
I just
want to
know.
If your kid sucks, you can't make him not suck. Instead of trying to give him a trophy and making him think he's good, then make him get better. Make him go out and practice. Make him go do what the other kids are doing. Right. Because those kids grow up to be high schoolers, and then they're going to be college players, and then we have to see this crap, and they become referees. The parents become referees, and it's the type of soft crap we got to deal with. This is ridiculous. I'm appalled. I hate even watching sports. I hate watching football because these dudes are soft. We are refereeing and officiating people's feelings. Damn your feelings. Pick up. Ain't no crying in football. You don't want this dude to celebrate, then don't let Ben Roethlisberger get sacked by him. It's ridiculous, man.
I want to hear. I love it. All that passion.
Soft-ass society, man.
All that passion. I absolutely love it because sports is about competition. It's also
a measuring stick. I'm better than you.
Well, it's about confrontation, and life is always about that, and how you handle it, and of course how you handle losing just as much as you handle winning. There's all of that. That's it. To the victors go the spoils. That's always been the way. Always. Now,
Can
you take it too far? Yes. Was that not even close? Not even close. And that's why I asked. I want to know from the customers, is this what you want? You want that officiated out of your game. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Now, along with that physicality thing, let's quickly go to this. And that, of course, is Nikola Jokic last night. He and Markieff Morris had an incident late in the game where the Heat were just getting blown out in Denver. And so Morris felt like Jokic had fouled Adebayo. And there was no call.
Oh, not him.
Hang on. Right. So they were going to do a take foul. And it's because the game was almost over. You get everybody out of the game. He's doing a take foul. Now, Jokic, and I want to explain to everybody, because understand, there's two sides to every story. It's a take foul. Oh, he doesn't really. Jokic's arms are in the air.
In the air.
Put your arms in the air and tell your friend to forearm you in the ribs and tell me if that doesn't hurt. Because that's what Markieff did. Keith hits him right in the ribs, and Jokic didn't like it.
Hell no.
So he pretty much shoved him in the back or forearmed him in the back.
Couldn't.
Morris went down, and now everybody thinks that what Jokic did is worse. Both of them. Now, here's what I'm going to say. They're both going to get suspended. They should. That's it. But I'm going to say this, though. The league has taken out a lot of fouls that were called, like Bart said earlier, that were called in a way like where you saw it was just too much
jumping
of
into people.
Fake. Yeah, these drawing fouls and these fake
the
flops.
The Trae Young rule.
And they got they're getting that out of the game, and I applaud that. Why? It's the game has become more physical this year. Players don't like it because they got to get used to it. But when you're doing something like that, understand this is what your customers want. And if it leads to a couple of pushes and shoves because the game's getting physical, that's okay.
Yo, let me tell you something.
There's a penalty to it. Now let's bring in Keyshawn Johnson right now on the Goodyear Hotline. I know Bart's all fired up for this.
It can't happen to a better person.
Well, Key, let me first ask you about the Marsh play and the taunting rule in general. What you saw last night, was that deserving of a taunting penalty?
Well, look, because of the emphasis in the rule, yes. It's a stupid rule, but a rule's a rule, right? I mean, at the end of the day, that's kind of how you got to assess it and look at it. A rule's a rule, and and yes, Chelsea. A rule's a rule, and based on it being a rule, you have to say to yourself that the referee's got it right as far as that goes.
What rule did he break, though, Key? He didn't leave midfield. He looked at the sideline. You don't know.
No, he didn't look at the sideline. He started to proceed toward the sideline.
But how far did he go?
When you had a sack, you did your twirling in the air. You had your moment. I don't care about that. But then when you and your buddies start to celebrate and you and another buddy start walking toward the sideline, you broke the rule. It is what it is, man.
Man, he didn't make it.
I know
it.
You play defense and you want it to be fun, but they're emphasizing the taunting rule.
He didn't even make it past to the hashes. Like, how far did he go? He still was damn near.
He went about 5 to 6 yards from where he started at.
But this is now the different question then, Key, is do you agree with this rule, though? Do you agree with the league wanting to crack down on to emphasize this, or do you feel like it's excessive?
I feel like it's excessive and it's stupid. What's the point? I mean, like, there's no point. Everybody's out there having fun and enjoying football. There's no egregious acts. There's no none of that. Like, it's what he did didn't deserve a penalty, but at the same time, I understand the rule. A rule is a rule.
And also, a rule is you're not supposed to make contact with the official, but the official purposely made contact with the player with the hip check. He should have got punched in the back of the head. That's what should have happened to him.
I don't know. You know what? I know what we saw with our eyes, and it certainly looked like the official was antagonizing Cassius Marsh. But was the official trying to get out, kind of like trying to get out of the way? You know how when you be running and somebody's trying to dodge you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you don't think he was like trying to dodge him or anything?
Key, I'm watching it right now. He waited for him to get close to him, pivoted. He already had his head on his flag, pivoted. He stuck his ass out, Key. That's what he did.
You couldn't wait to use a word like that, huh?
Well, listen, the kids are in school right now, Keith, so we can keep it real. It's almost like, though,
and my guy's
talks
fired
over,
up.
Over dark, man. Listen, you gotta understand, I once got thrown out of the game for trying to fight a ref. So, listen, they be out here talking reckless, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wanted to strangle his little neck, man. He was talking nonsense the whole game.
Well, you gotta be respectful to the referees, Bart.
It goes both ways, though, Key. They be talking reckless.
You don't have the gravitas, nor did you have the experience as a player to be able to get the Keyshawn Johnson, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning treatment.
It wasn't about the treatment. It was about this dude thought he was talking to a kid, and I'm a grown-ass man. And if you want to talk to me like a grown-ass man, you got to address me as a grown-ass man.
Did you understand the company he just put himself in?
I understand, Key. It's all good. You're number one overall pick. You know what I'm saying? It's all that. I'm just a little engine that could.
I didn't put myself in that company. Facts are facts.
Yeah. It's cool.
I got away with murder.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is.
Referees allowed me to get away with straight murder. They saw me do something that I shouldn't have been doing. It was like, hey, how's your family, Keyshawn?
that same referee got suspended, too, for my altercation. They come in with their personal agendas as well. And listen, maybe he thought that Marsh wasn't good enough to be showing up Ben Roethlisberger because being that he was just on practice squad. But he should be given an opportunity to have a pure emotional moment. And you know how it is. After you score a touchdown, you spike the ball. After you spike the ball, you don't just walk right back. You got that little part where you're feeling yourself. And he was feeling himself.
Yeah, no, he came off the practice squad. And he got an opportunity to get a sack, and he was excited about it. And everything you're saying right is right, Bart. The only thing is the rule is a rule. That's all I'm saying. They got the stupid rule in place, and they're trying to put an emphasis on it this year to not celebrate a taunt or whatever they want to call it, which is dumb. They enforced it based on the rules that they put in place.
Yeah.
I don't agree with it. It's stupid, but I also understand the rule.
All right, we just got about 30 seconds here, Key. Obviously, some news today will be Odell Beckham Jr. and where he could end up. What is the best fit for him?
I think it's Kansas City, LA Rams, maybe Seattle, those three.
Yeah, they don't got the cheese to put on a taco, though. I probably think that, you know, Seattle probably can figure some stuff out. They're against it. You know, the Ravens have, you know, $11 million in cap space. I don't know, man. I don't know. I mean,
I just think if he goes to the Rams, it becomes
space. Find cap space. It take a few hours to find cap space. I'll go to Bar. All I gotta do is go to Bart Scott and say, you know that $80 million that we gave you, I need to get a little bit of that back.
Hey, man, I got a checkings and savings. My checking and savings ain't really saved yet. I mean, him to the Patriots could be interesting because I think the Patriots are making a legitimate run.
I don't like him to the Patriots at all for everything that Boston and that surrounding area, how they treat the black athletes when they come with a certain style. I don't like that.
What's worse, Boston or Utah?
He can't change who he is and his style, and he's coming in with a reputation, and I wouldn't like that for him. Yeah, Belichick fit. I like the Belichick fit. I just don't like the region.
Yeah, right.
They did come at Cam.
He would never – I don't think Odell would ever get a chance there, even as much as Bill would want to give it to him. He'd never get a chance there. And for a guy like Odell, that's not a place to go. I think the Rams would be
an amazing
fit. We'll see what happens. Key, we got to leave it there. Good to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Letting me know where I sit on as far as the totem pole of all. Thanks a lot, Key.
How about that?
Guess what? I got away with a lot more than you think, Keyshawn Johnson.
Keyshawn Johnson on the Goodyear Hotline. And that was all Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Coming up, we got your calls. A lot of people want to sound off on this about the taunting rule that is being emphasized by the NFL. What we saw last night, is that what you want out of your game?
Hot garbage.
You let us know. And more on the Jokic thing, because there's deeper to go into that story, what happened there. And if you're the NBA, publicly, you're going to say you don't like it. Privately, I'm telling you, you should like it. And also, Odell Beckham Jr.'s next stop, could it shift the balance of power in the league? So much to get to, but first, Bart has this from Advance Auto Parts.
We're brought to you by Die Hard, America's most trusted auto battery. We know you guys have places to go, so don't let your battery hold you back. Get an auto battery that is trusted from the start. Count on reliable durability and power of the Die Hard batteries you get when you get on the road. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores. Back after this.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Han.
I got to ask a question for the people, Keyshawn.
Your mouth full, man. What you doing, man?
Bro, it usually goes volley to Allen, Allen volley back. You caught me mid-drink, man. Usually most people get real fat and thick for the winter months. Me, I'm the opposite. I get thin.
What does that have to do with what I just asked you?
You asked me, do I got something in my mouth? Yeah. Called a protein shake because I ain't ate yet.
Bart and Han.
Oh, man, we have started off the day aggressive, and I'm all for it. By the way, the first ever National Check Your Wipers Day is November 16th. Enter for a chance to win at Michelin NYC Experience for two. To enter and for official rules, you can visit wipersday.com. No purchase necessary. Visit wipersday.com for more information. 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Before we get into the Odell Beckham Jr. stuff, let's get some calls on what we just opened the show with, which is between two things. Number one, the taunting penalty, which was in a critical moment last night, Monday Night Football, against the Bears, against Marsh, that allowed the Steelers to keep the ball and then kick a field goal to make it a six-point game. How it is an emphasis for the NFL, and it is ridiculous. And we all are in agreement that it is ridiculous. Even Key said, Keyshawn Johnson, we just had him on, and he said that while, yes, of course it deserved a flag, does he agree with it? No. Like, the penalty, if you're the customer, do you really want that out of the game? There's some things that should be out of the game. That is not one of them. Mike Tomlin, however, of course, being the coach of the Steelers, but he's also a member of the NFL's competition committee. He believes in it. He said, quote, "We're just trying to clean our game up. We understand that people playing it at a lower level watch us and often mimic us, and how we conduct ourselves. How do you feel about that, Bart?
It's the first time I've ever listened to something that came out of Mike Tomlin's mouth and thought it was total 100% BS. Because if that's the case, he's trying to clean the game up. All his players, T.J. Watt does it damn near every time he gets a tackle for a loss, a tackle, any play he get, he's out there hot dogging it up. Don't give me that. So now we're taking emotion out of the game. Like, stop it.
They just don't want you facing an opponent while you're celebrating.
Get out of there.
What they're saying.
Oh, I'm sorry. So next we're going to say, I don't want you facing the mascots because they're in the end zone. Face your bench. Man, get the hell out of here.
And facing the fans.
Like, stop.
No, you're taunting
stop.
The fans
stop.
Now. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's begin first with Lucas in Fort Myers, where they love us. Hey, Lucas.
Oh, that's our spot right there.
Yep.
What's up, guys?
What up?
Love the show, and you guys here in Fort Myers are, you know, a high commodity.
That's right.
But what I want to say, I do not agree at all with the taunting call. He did look a little bit too much at the sideline, but I just feel like it's too soft. Like, I grew up playing football, and come on, man. That's
who is he making eye contact
as a customer,
with?
I think what Lucas is saying is letter of the law. He is facing the sideline, but even Lucas says, but I don't care. Like, Lucas, you are a customer. You feel like, oh, we got to get this out of the game. That's just wrong.
Yep. No, I don't feel like it's just wrong, but they shouldn't be calling that, especially if it's going to give the game away to the other team. If it wasn't for that penalty, I don't think that field goal goes in. And, you know, it's a whole change of story. And with the NBA, too, I love the rule changes. I want to see more of the physicality like
Thank
in
you.
The 90s.
Yeah.
And I was always the enforcer when I used to play. I would have done what Morris did.
Okay.
And if that was with me, I would have done the same thing as
you. Nothing, Russo. You nothing, Russo. You nothing.
Sweep the leg.
You're nothing, Russo.
Thank you, Lucas. Appreciate you, man. Thank you much. Yeah, and again, on the Jokic situation from last night, too. If you're the NBA, you got to suspend him because that's an out-of-line play to shove a player in the back, knock him over. If you're the NBA, you have to discipline Morris as well because, A, it instigates. B, that's an excessive
he got a
forearm in the ribs. Now, but I'm also, if you're the NBA, this is okay because there's nothing wrong with this. Let the players at times handle the business. No. Just let them know when you do this, it's going to cost you.
Yeah.
And so players aren't going to just start throwing punches like they were in the 60s when Willis Reed knocked out like half the Lakers in a game.
You know,
that ain't going to happen. You know, when what
no,
was it?
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. No, yes. Forget that. No, not Mikhail. This reminds me of when, oh boy, Elbow at the time, Lou Alcindor, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar grabbed his stomach, gathered himself, and hit him with a two-piece.
Yes.
hit him with a colossal two-piece.
We're not going to go back to those days.
But
there's nothing wrong with the players making sure that the tough guys protect the weaker guys and don't cheap shot me. And you're the MVP of the league. And I'm glad he didn't accept that.
Yeah.
I'm glad he said, no, you're not doing that to me.
Yeah, you won't punk me. Like,
by the way, the Jokic brothers were in the crowd. You see those two dudes?
Exactly.
They're
like,
always ready to throw
they're
down.
They're like, yo, what up? Yeah, okay, Jimmy Buckets. We'll meet you in the back, Jimmy Buckets. Listen, I'm telling you, man, people think they can punk these European players, man.
Oh, no,
like,
no.
You know where I'm from. Like,
not listen, when you're from those places.
Bro, I'm not from Palais Rue Francais, man. I'm not over there drinking, eating crumpets and stuff, and eating croquette modems and machores. You know what I'm saying? You know what they doing over the country I grew up in?
Yeah.
Dudes walking around with rocket launchers, man. Forget your little drive-by. Like, you better stop all that hippity-hop-hop, man. You better quit believing what you see on TV, bro. You know what I had to do to get out?
Buddha is in the Bronx. Buddha, how we doing?
I'm doing good. You guys are making me think of Mikko Krokop from Pride Fighting.
You know what I'm saying? Like, bro.
Oh, my God. Listen. You know, this has been brewing for a long time. I mean, you can see it not just with the play on the field, even with the commercials. You know, look at the hits Joe Montana used to take. This shows you how great Joe Montana and Jerry Rice were, where you were allowed to do whatever you wanted to do to the quarterback and the receiver. But the sad part about it is, bro, for all of us, man, like who grew up in a time where George Steinbrenner had the commercial with Billy Martin, tastes great, less filling. Guess what, Billy, you're fired.
Yeah.
You know, did right now, and I saw this firsthand. I went to a Super Bowl party. I was working in school. I was a behavioral counselor in the school in South Bronx. I went to a party with the principal and like 15 of the teachers. They had the AFC Championship game on. Not one of them was actually watching the game. They're just talking. And see, that's the sports fan that these leagues care about right now. See, guys like us, they take our fandom for granted because they know we're going to watch the game.
That's right.
They're looking to reach those other people who may have never played sports before, don't understand, that's where this is going.
Sports has become Planet Fitness of entertainment.
Thanks, Buddha.
Right? Yeah, it's become this Planet Fitness, right, where you're supposed to be there because you want to get in shape. But they got pizza day and bagel day. How the hell are you going to get in shape if you got pizza day and bagel day inside the damn gym? Right? So that's really what it's become. It's become less about powerhouse and goals, gym, all that type of stuff. So now what people use football for is much like they use these super gyms as social hours.
Well,
they're there to meet people, to network. They're not there to watch the game.
But you're also I think Buddha's right. Sport leagues target the casual fan. And what you don't want are those casual fans to clutch their pearls and think, oh my God.
Let me tell you
something. It's appalling to watch this, and football, it's not appealing. And that's the problem. And once again, if you teach your kids the right way, you let them know that when you're getting paid to play, you can do that stuff. But when you're in school and you're playing this, you do not do that stuff, because that's when you can say it goes too far. Bart, we got so much to do, and we don't have any time to do it. But
well,
we do
damn
have
it,
Can't wait.
Oh, man.
We do have some news. Nick Chubb tested positive for COVID. Status for Sunday against the Patriots now in question. I mean, the Browns?
Bill Belichick sent the COVID pizza.
Right.
Bill Belichick sent the COVID pizza to Nick Chubb.
Just amazing. And coming up, what Pete Carroll had to say about Odell Beckham Jr. potential to land in Seattle, that is coming up in a moment. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Pet protection comes with free. It comes free with auto collision coverage. Visit Progressive.com. So you'll hear from you. We'll hear from Pete Carroll. But right now, we'll hear from Bart from Straight Talk Wireless.
I was just about to say, you know what? I ain't got no read.
Yes, you do.
And what did you do? Mm-hmm. Hit me with a damn read.
I mean,
all good. 5G is here. Mm-hmm. But the big carriers want you to sign a pricey long-term contract to get in on the action. Well, not anymore, because Straight Talk Wireless has rolled out 5G coverage nationwide, with plans starting at just $35 a month with no contract. And get a Samsung Galaxy A32 5G for only $99. All on America's best networks, 5G coverage, 5G phones, less money. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. 5G compatible devices required. Actual availability, coverages, and speeds may vary. Google me.
Bart and Han.
On ESPN Radio. So, Bart, more NBA headlines from last night include Steph Curry, who just, I mean, is he having a season that makes you say, boy, when Klay gets back, the Warriors are good. I mean, the Warriors are 9-1.
Didn't Vegas tell you, bruh?
They did.
Didn't Vegas tell you before when they were the fourth favorite?
So Steph last night in Golden State's win, 127-113 over the Hawks, he goes for 50. And not only did he score 50, he also had 10 assists. I mean, like, what a performance. Third player in Warriors franchise history to put up 50 and 10.
Didn't Wilt Chamberlain play for the Warriors?
That's right, Philadelphia. And Wilt Chamberlain is one of the players who did a 50 and 10 assist performance. Can you name the other one?
Well, it has to be Lew Alcindor. Come on, man. Is that Kareem
Warriors history?
Oh, Warriors history.
Warriors.
Okay, maybe Chris Mullin. No, his back got bad real bad.
Not Mullin.
Real quick.
No, not Mullin.
Hold on, give me one more shot. Oh, John Barry.
Father.
Yeah.
Good. Close enough.
Iguodala.
It was not Iguodala. Also, at the age of 33, which is hard to believe Steph Curry's 33, because when you look at him, it's like the dude doesn't age.
So what happens when you black and you don't have facial hair, man?
I saw Seth last night with the Sixers. Knicks played the Sixers, and I'm looking at Seth going, is he way older than Steph?
Yeah, because he got more facial hair, man. I'm telling you, facial hair is a curse, man.
Is it? Well, wait, you just said if you don't have facial hair, I don't trust you.
No, I'm saying if you don't have the ability to grow. Like, he can't grow a beard, nothing like that. Keeps his skin nice and young.
He
got a little peach fuzz like T.I.
Well, anyway, at the age of 33, he has become now the oldest player in NBA history to post a 50-point, 10-assist game. The previous older player was Chamberlain, who was 31 when he did it. Steph has 4 50-point games at the age of 32 or older, which is the second most in NBA history behind
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Jeffrey. Michael Jordan.
Oh, mm-hmm. You got one. You sure it ain't Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Steph Curry should be the leading candidate. I know we're only 10 games in here. He's right now the leading candidate for MVP this season. And the Warriors right now.
Only 10 in.
Doesn't matter. We do this in the NBA. Okay. I mean, I'm sorry. 2 weeks into the NFL season, aren't we going MVP? Like, aren't we doing that?
But that's 40% of the season. Well,
10 out of 82. But we're starting to marvel, though, at Curry because early in his career, here's a guy that there were questions about his ankle.
Always hurt.
When he came out of Davidson and you saw him physically, the concern about him was
Trae Young.
He will not be able to last. He's small. The ankles were an issue. Yeah. He's going to get beat up. He's going to break down. This is a guy that just gets better and better, and he has, other than the one injury from 2 years ago, he has really been incredibly durable, and he's become obviously one of the great scorers and great shooters of all time.
Look what he's added to his body. He's added about 10 pounds of muscle to his body, so it's more sturdy.
Yep.
He's bigger than Allen Iverson, but he doesn't play with that high wire axle. He doesn't hit the ground a lot. And like you say all the time, shooting never ages.
It's true.
Right? So like he'll still be able to throw the rock up until he still has the ability to move without the ball. So he's not like a guy that has to get set up to get it. He can create his own shot, create his own separation. And once people felt like, okay, I can crowd him on the three, he's been willing to go able and get to the basket. And now you don't have to pay the penalty that you used to have to. You don't have to pay $200 per pass and go when you go lay the ball up anymore. The bang, bang, boogie, up the
Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio.
Now what you hear is not a test. I'm rocking to the beat. Gonna move and groove.
You remember in CB4 when they covered this, but they made it more a West Coast thing?
MC Gusto.
Yeah. CB4, man.
Straight out of low cash, a young brother named Gusto. I give it up, but I don't give up. I kill your mother. I will kill your mother.
That was low-key a good movie. Right? Like people don't talk about CB4 enough.
It should be one of the all-time. It should be right there with like some of the funny comedies. And spoof type of like, it should be there with I'm gonna get you, sucker, right? It should be there with all those type of movies.
It was good though, like it was good. And actually, what I also liked about it, that the soundtrack to that movie is sneaky good. I recommend people check that out. But they did cover this, they just put a West Coast, right? I got a color TV so I could see the Clippers play basketball, he said. Because the original says the Knicks play basketball.
Yeah, my favorite song is I'm black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm blickety black, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm blackety black, black, blickety black, 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 black.
Chris Rock, shout out to him. But that was one of my favorite movies. All right, you know what, though, Bart? Today's a day for doing. And today we wonder what Odell is going to do because once we clear, 4 o'clock, right?
4 o'clock, maybe 24 hours. He will clear waivers,
and then he can pick where he wants to go. Now, it's brought to you by the Home Depot with everything you need to do projects smarter, faster, easier. Welcome to today's Home Depot, how doers get more done. So one option that everybody's talked about is that people are connecting Odell with Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks, which would be a very interesting place for him to go. You have Metcalf, you have Lockett, you add Odell to that. And what could they be? And would they still be able to make a push to make the playoffs? Pete Carroll was asked if the Seahawks would sign Odell.
You'll have to wait and see how this all goes. At this time, I don't know. I've been on the practice field. I don't know what's going on with any. As you would think, we're aware of what's going on, and we've been involved to understand it and competing to know what's happening. And we'll let you know as it all happens. So I didn't say yes or I didn't say no, but that's just because you'll see.
Does that tell you, like the way he's talking sounds like it's a very good possibility?
They're doing their due diligence. They understand they got to go all in. And better than that, they have to make sure that Russell Wilson is happy, right? Because if Russell Wilson's sitting here watching the playoffs, I don't believe Russell Wilson's only had one losing season since he's been, a pro in Seattle. And they have tremendous stability. They're a team that can always be able to do things. So when you kind of look at it, you got to say, okay, how can you absorb Odell Beckham's like $7 million cap hit? They have an estimated $12 million in cap space, so that means that they can sign Odell Beckham. They still have the space to sign him. They don't have to ask anybody to take a pay cut. They don't have to do any of those things.
How does it work in the NFL, though? If you clear waivers,
Yeah, if you clear waivers, then now the team has to be able to absorb your salary cap. So once you clear waivers, you can go to where you want to go. You become a free agent.
You become a free agent. So they sign you to whatever, right?
Yeah, but no, but they still have to be able to absorb your salary cap hit.
Your cap hit, okay.
Yeah, because he still owes $7 million.
Right, okay. So that still works in here. Okay, that's why I wasn't sure of because, in the NBA.
That's why Key was like, when I said, they don't have any salary caps, but he was like, well, all they got to do is come to you and say, hey, take 24 hours, hey, take a pay cut, we'll put some money in bonuses with somebody else.
Okay.
But they don't have to do any of that stuff. They can sign him and he can be there tomorrow, right?
Okay.
And they really going to have to try and do something to entice Russell Wilson to say, hey, I mean, how can Russell Wilson explain walking away when you got Tyler Lockett after not really having, just Lockett and then Metcalf comes, and now you got Metcalf, Carson, Penny, Collins. They at least went and got you Gabe Jackson to go with Brown, so now they gave you more protection at the offensive line standpoint. Now the defense is just horrible. But, like, you know, they can outscore people.
Let's take Mike in the Bronx on this. Hey, Mike.
Hey, why is nobody talking about the elephant in the room with Odell going to Tampa Bay? You guys have mentioned
he can't go to Tampa Bay, bro.
As a mention on Instagram.
We've had a couple of people say this already. I mean, I don't think Mike's the first guy to tell us about Tampa and Odell.
Damn, how many receivers they need, bro? Like, they can't. Have you looked at their roster? They got guys that you – listen – they got three of everything. Bro, there's no way that he goes there. Like, where is he going to fit in at? Him and Antonio Brown seemingly are the same type of route runners, short to intermediate and deep threats. Like, I don't see where – who you taking off the field? Who is he replacing? He ain't replacing Mike Evans. Tyler Johnson, no, right? He not replacing Chris Godwin or Antonio Brown. That's five, Pro Bowl receivers right there. Not to talk about they got to get it to three Pro Bowl caliber tight ends and OJ the Juice
what, though,
Man,
him
Grunt,
him
and
that Brady. System with Brady would be really, really
Antonio
interesting.
Antonio Brown is in that system. That's
coming
his
up,
part.
We get back to the Warriors. Are they the best team in the NBA? And is Steph Curry an MVP? We'll discuss all that next. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio.
What you talking about, Willis?
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.